So the reality of the presence within is absolute silence. Everything moves and talks and does what it does spontaneously. As you can see, the body moves about on its own. It has nothing to do with any person at all. People talk to it because that's the way it is in this world. It moves spontaneously. Everything happens of its own. Everything is being said of its own. Everything comes out of an absolute, silent awareness, knowingness of what it is. Everything becomes the expression of its own potentiality. And that's what's speaking to you today. Classically, the gnosis of the Purusha, of the teacher, is the presence within, which spontaneously expresses through the physicality. Everyone is interested in spiritual advancement, and so I try to speak of the things that I think would speed up everybody's intention. The biggest block, as we will see when we get to the levels of consciousness, has to do with the idea of causality. You'll see that consciousness in our civilization is characteristically in the 400s, which is the intellect. And the intellect is based on the whole idea of causality. There is a this causing a that. So if we get beyond the illusion of causality, we can jump into the 500s, where you see that everything is happening as a consequence of the totality, but nothing is causing anything. Nothing is causing anything. So then we have to explain, if nothing is causing anything, then how does anything come to be what it is? I was trying to see the back of my head and I couldn't see it. Would that explain it? Oh, all right. So instead I'll tell you the highest truth that's knowable. Everything is happening of its own spontaneously as a consequence of the infinite power of the field. You see? There is the content of the field, and then there is the field. The power is that of the field. The presence of God is like an enormous electromagnetic field of such enormous power that it keeps together the entire universe, every atom, every molecule. Its immensity and its power is beyond imagination. This field, then, dominates all of creation. Everything is then subject to the power of the field. So the spirit, as it evolves over the lifetimes, over the eons, really, acquires, you might say, through spiritual intention and decision, like a magnetic charge of greater or lesser intensity, of this or that polarity, of this negativity and that positivity, every decision. So it's like the spiritual will, by its overall intention, it's spiritual intention that dominates and designs one's karmic inheritance. It is by spiritual intention, then, that we set our own karmic inheritance. People say, I don't believe in karma. Well, I'll tell you, what you are is your karma. What you're looking at is your karma.
As Dr. Hawkins shared his remarkable life story with you, he touched upon concepts like duality, the field, and karma. Some of these concepts may be new to you, or may carry different meanings in relation to Dr. Hawkins' teachings. He will further discuss each of these concepts in much greater detail in the upcoming sessions. He ends the session making numerical references to the map of consciousness. In the next session, he will provide you with a detailed explanation of this powerful spiritual tool, how he created it, and how it may be used to best serve you on your spiritual path.